I'm just going to tell you what I tell you all day long. And this is, it should be our rehearsal for all of us. Lord, I just thank you for providing for me this day, for my little things, my dog, myself. I thank you for the very air that I breathe. I thank you that you're so faithful to provide for me, to keep me through the night, to give me a rest, to take care of my teeth, my hearing, all my things that I can take for granted for. I come to you this day and thanking you and praising you because you've taken care of me. And I wish to thank you for all these little wonderful things that people might say that are so insignificant, but to me they're very important. It's very important how my heart works. It's very important how I breathe. It's very important how I speak, how I hear. All these things that we can take for granted and never say thank you should be in our hearts every day as a thanksgiving and praise. Lord, I thank you for all, every good and perfect gift from my head, my toes, my feet, to my everything, and my every vertebrae in my back. Everything, when you're not hurting, that means all your vertebrae is probably in place. You need to be thankful. Thankful that you don't have an ingrown hair. Thankful that you got an eye that's not trying to go closed on you or something. We need to be thankful for all these perfect gifts that God gives us. And Lord, I thank you and I praise you and I go through this every day because you're so wonderful. I'm thanking you about my teeth and how my bridge has been in my mouth for quite a while and how I want you to keep it until I'm gone. Lord, all these little things, my refrigerator, how it has passed the wear out time and you keep it going anyway. All the things that you do, it's miraculous. How you take care of my sewer. Help me wash my clothes. All the things that many people are not thankful. I thank you for all those things. And I bring them to your remember. Father, I just praise you because you want to take care of your kids. And that's part of life. You give me that joy that's so special. You give me that love for you that's so special. How come I see that I love you so much? And Lord, I thank you that you showed me things that many, many, many people have never seen. And Lord, I rejoice in you and I thank you, Lord, for your goodness. I'm thankful that I took advantage of you. And that's what this is going to be tonight, taking advantage of God. You put it in my heart a few minutes ago. I've taken advantage of all these things that many people have never even thought about. I took advantage that you were going to take care of me as a caterpillar mechanic. And you were going to bless me in it. And you did. I took advantage of being able to go to Full Gospel Businessmen's and pray for people and seeing people healed. I took advantage of going into jail, seeing many souls come to you this day. I took advantage of starting a street ministry on the streets of the city, how that many souls came to you. Lord, we see your power in a mighty way. Lord, I took advantage of all the, how often, correctional institution, how that for 3 years I've seen you move mightily up there. And we got to take advantage. Your people are not taking advantage of what you've given them. And I want to say thank you this day. And by God's power, I'm going to give a little bit of sermon now. We'll go with this. But there was two men in the Bible that one took advantage of God and the other one really didn't. And it's the first two kings that's in Israel. David was one of the ones that really shined for God. But he took advantage of God. Now Saul had everything basically given to him. He didn't really take advantage of God. God was saying, Saul, want to help you, Saul? No, Saul was thinking about Saul. And that's happened to all of us. If you want to get any further with God, forget about yourself. David said, thy word in my heart, I've hidden my heart, that I might not sin against thee. That's David. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. That's David. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness. In righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley, yea, I walk through the valley as shadow of death, the worst thing. Thou shalt be with me, thy rod and thy staff, they shall cover me. Thou shalt anoint my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Now, Saul didn't have that. They were both kings, and Saul was the first king. But David was a glorious king because God even Let him be the giver of our Lord Jesus Christ through his lineage. David was as possible that Jesus was born through the lineage of David, and God used him mightily. David sought God for a reason, not to really bless himself, but to be blessed God. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. That's the David speaking of it. I will bless the Lord. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast of the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord of me. I sought the Lord and he heard me and he delivered me all of my fears. Now, this is two different kings. They're both kings. You see this in the United States. We have one president, another one. They're a little different. But you can see a lot of difference in these two men. They were both anointed by Samuel, both of them. They had the same hand upon them. And Saul, he stood head and shoulders taller than anybody else. That meant he was he was a goodly person. I mean, boy, he was really high in society. He was up there. And David was a little lowly boy. You know, you got another son? That's him. Well, we'll bring him here anyway. Samuel says, that is your king. Because God don't look on our outward appearance. He looks on our heart. He looks how we see him. He don't count how I count with society. It's how I count with him. And we need to get that in our heart because David really moved. The Bible says that David was a man after God's own heart. What a blessing. After his own heart. David, God loved David. And God wants to love each one of us that same way as children, that we can receive that inheritance that fades not away. You know, most of our inheritance we would give to anybody, I don't care who we are, worldwide, it wouldn't go very far because since we're deceased, the blessing would go with it. But this is what God gives you goes on forever. It's an eternal reward. It's forever. It's not something that's for a shallow, like a seed that gets a plant and it grows up real shallow and just is a sprig of glass that grows up. No, it's like a mighty tree that never quits growing. When you with the Lord, you never stop growing. And when you do it yourself, that leaf quits growing immediately. There's no birth. See, a lot of Christians have no birth. They've never really grown into that place of seeing God's blessing upon your life. Bible says he will show us the path of life in his presence, the fullness of joy, in his right hand, pleasures evermore. He will show us the pathway of life. In his presence is fullness of joy, in his right hand, pleasures evermore. That's for us to enjoy. That's for us to receive. God wants to receive them, but we're out here too busy in ourselves. I'm going to talk plain tonight because there's too many people in themselves that God can't bless them. Doesn't really know who they are. He knows you, but he can't see you because of your spirit. See, we got to have a life-changing experience with the Lord before God can really supernaturally do anything for us. Jesus has paid in full and given us a supernatural experience, but we have to let it develop. We have to take advantage of receiving what God's given us. We can't just say, I made it. No, you're in a place where God can move and make you over in him. And that makeover is very special. He wants you to have the good success from heaven. That your eyes will be upon God. It says the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong on behalf of his heart is made perfect toward him. So if you want to be blessed of God, bless God and God will bless you. But what most average people, I've been in churches, there's a fight, a rooster deal, a lot of churches. Who's going to get first position, that? But those kind of positions don't even count. We take that as it's trivial. It's not even, God didn't look at that. It's not interesting. I've seen them talk and, but I got sick of it. God moves with his spirit. As soon as we start learning that, that's where the part we have to learn because God does the rest of it supernaturally. But you have to learn that if you got to give yourself to the Lord, to let him do it. That's the job of the churches. That's the big job of the churches, to get us to the place that God can do something with us. That's what the church is for, is to go out to the world It's very plain. See the sinner. Hey, come to my church and God's going to get you. No, we get them down to church and they sit there as babes for 50 years and they're still babes. We're robbing them of their blessing. We're robbing them of what God has for them. And what I'm telling you, it's in the Word of God. You'll find everything that I'm telling you in the Word of God. And if you God will battle it in, He will keep you. If you'll just start growing, looking to Him for your strength, for your strength, for your direction. And God never misses. He's always right. You never have to be worried about being wrong because God don't make mistakes. When you're wrong, it's when you're in the flesh. In the spirit, you're not gonna mess up. When you mess up, it's when you're in the flesh, when you're thinking how to do it, you're gonna mess up big. You just give it to God, and God will just say, well, glory. The more you trust in God, the better it gets. You just try to keep going on to you. That's what we're meant to do. We grow into the knowledge, the admonition of the Lord. We walk, start walking in victory. We start walking in His eternal power, His eternal covering that covers us, that we need in this last hour, that we'll be strong. But most of God's people are very weak. They don't even understand nothing I'm saying. You need to learn to realize that God wants to touch His people. It's not God's fault. The people leadership has really put people, put them into bondage. Sad. They put people into bondage thinking they can bleed for something that's not there. The truth is there, but it's bigger than what they're letting that truth be known for. Because God is without end. He's bigger than direction. He's bigger than your problem. He's bigger than everything. He's it. You need to be on His side. If God be for you, who can be against you? That's what the Word said. God wants to touch His people in a mighty way. We need to learn to take advantage of everything He gives us to us. He gives the Holy Spirit that we could have that Comforter that would abide with us. No, we try to be so smart how the Comforter works. No. We're to listen to Him, not He listen to us. I really get upset when people start pushing the Comforter around because He's God. You see, God started, He said, you kids don't know. It's like having a bunch of little kids out here and you got a bunch of grown-ups out here and the kid says, you don't talk over there, and this person they're talking to is a teacher. That's what we do about the Holy Spirit. He's a teacher. He's our strength. We put Him down and says, oh, I'm a big grown-up little kid. No, you don't know nothing. You need to know the Spirit of God. God is never wrong. One time, always right. Even the J.M. Jim, God went before me. A lady come up to me and says, I know her sister. She wanted to know my name. It just things that God does is so miraculous when God does it. Supernatural. I mean, things that no one even knows. He knows. He's real. See, many years ago when I started out, I believed that God was glorious and I was accepting as He was. And that's all we really have to do. We don't have to be nothing to mystify or nothing else, but we know that God is who He is. See, I have more respect for God than I do people because I know that I'm going to be good to God's people because it's His people. But God, He is above the people. He's God. You need to realize it. A lot of people don't like me because of where I stand. But God's real. He says He'll make Himself shown and known to those that call upon Him. His eyes run to and fro to show Himself strong on behalf whose hearts made perfect toward Him. If my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from the wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and I shall forgive their sin. He'll look very plain. Now to me, that's very, I don't have to do it. I can figure that out in my little bit, and anybody else should be able to. It's pretty plain. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Real simple. I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. I can do all things. I need to get that really in my heart. I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. My God shall supply all of my needs according to His riches, which are in glory. Now this might be a simple little Bible study, but it's real. We need to get it. Now in Him is able to keep you in perfect peace of mind and state of thee because we trust in thee. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk upright before him. He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us, how will he not freely give us all things? That's the word of God speaking. Be steadfast, unmovable, always abound in the work of the Lord, knowing your labor is not in vain. Your labor is not in vain in the Lord. What we're talking about, it's not in vain. The natural is in vain, but the spiritual will go on. For the natural man receives not the things from the Spirit of God, for the foolishness unto him, neither can he know them. Very plain. The natural man receives not the things of the Spirit of God. The foolishness unto him, neither can he know them, for they're spiritually discerned. For the spiritual man judges all things, yet himself and judges no man. Who hath the Lord, but we have the mind of Christ to instruct us. For we look not at the things that are seen, but we look for the things which are not seen. For the things that are seen are temporal. The things that are seen are temporal. The things that are not seen are eternal. So you need to grow till you have the eyes that you can see beyond the natural. See, that's where everybody is. That's where there's no faith. There's no faith because they're only seeing the natural. No, I don't see there. I see in the spiritual. Faith is some of the things hoped for, the evidence of the things not seen. Without hope, faith is impossible. Please God, he is rewarded to those that diligently seek him. Call on me and answer me, and I'll show you great and mighty things that you know not. This is the word of God speaking. It's all the word of God I've been speaking here in a minute. The God of hope, bring you joy and peace, and believe that you might receive hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. God wants us to abide me, my words abide in you. You shall ask what you will, and it shall be done. Now, we've just taken a little bit of the word of God here and made a sandwich out of it, and it's powerful. If we start growing it and start believing, something's going to happen. You're going to be like David. You'll be strong, Lord. You don't receive it, you're going to be weak. You're going to be like Saul. You're going to be way down there in the mother grubs. Saul was, the end of his life was basically, I think his power bearer took his life. And that's what happens to us. We got to believe the Lord Jesus Christ. We got to believe that he is the rewarder to those that only seek him. We have to believe that he is going to come and take me home. He's coming back in the clouds of glory because he's coming home very soon. We need to rejoice of his coming. Bible says, having done all to stand. That's the thing that many people, when you don't know, you just keep going. You don't change orders and do something else. You just keep doing what you're supposed to be doing. You don't get out here and just quit because you're not heard from God. No, God still says stand strong. He just wants to see if you're going to stand strong. Sometimes people have to live a lifetime. They never learn that one thing, so that's as far as they're getting. You've got to stand strong. You're not going to hear from God until you obey one order. When he says that order's true, then you get a new one. You hang on to what you got until... You're not here out here looking for something new because God's got you right where you ought to be. My sheep know my voice, they come to my call, and a stranger they do not know. The enemy comes to kill, destroy, and steal, but God's come to give us life and give us more abundant life through the Lord Jesus Christ. That's what we're not hearing. We're hearing wrong things. We need to hear from heaven. God wants his people to be happy. Happy is the man whose God is the Lord. Oh, Kamashina, we need the joy of the Lord as our strength, our power, that we might be a witness. That we'd redeem the time, the days that we're living, that every moment of our life would not be in vain, but we'll walk in victory for every moment. We're responsible for our time. How much time have you got that you never give to the Lord? How much time do you spend out there doing something that's not of any avail? Put it to work to God. God bless you. He's coming soon. You need to be ready. God's faithful. He loves you. God bless you. I love you all. God bless you. But to take advantage. I have taken advantage on God, and I've seen wonderful, wonderful things. I've seen people saved, healed, many souls come to the Lord Jesus Christ. I've seen many marvelous things. So Brother Freedom's seen enough that I don't really have to see anymore, but God's real. I've never tuned my horn, but I have tuned her the last couple of days, but God's real. God bless you all. I love you. If you need help, just call in, and Brother Clinton will get to you. God bless you all. In Jesus' name, amen. Love y'all. Bye.